V'shilach v'shilcha, the pasuk says. The pasuk says v'shilcha, but Chazal darshan v'shilach v'shilcha. So we see that there's a separate makar for shliach lahilacha, and a separate makar for shliach lakabala. Yesterday, we Bahar Chava went into this nakuda and we explained that even if yes, the Torah was mechadish that the Baal could be mamana shliach lahilacha, and the hispilus that even though he is not the one giving the get, someone else is giving the get, there's the hispilus that the shluchai shel adam could be bimkoimai and he could do the get, but we would still not yet know not else giluy milso and not else memotzinu and not else catch on. You got the concept? Let's apply it by the isha. No, it wouldn't. The din would be that by the isha it would be necessary v'nosan biyodo. And it would have to mamish be her, and she would not be able to make a shliach. And we need a bazundara pasik. The hey, the shilcha. Why? So yesterday we said four pshat, and maybe there are more, but the idea was that maybe the fact that the Baal does it bal karcha, so that shows he has shildoin and power, and he's doing it midaitoin, that he can make a shliach. But the isha that it's being done against her, well, maybe she shouldn't be able to have a shliach. Alternatively, we said maybe there's a punk fakeris for also that if the Torah Lu Yitzur would have said Shliach LeKabbalah, I would say, yeah, anyways, it's happening against her will. So again, her, someone else, a representative, Abi Shmirer. But him, he has to mamish do his job. Right? Both ways, he said. We also mentioned from the Pnei Yeshua other Nekudois that possibly Shliach LeKabbalah might be Mili. What's Mili, you ask? You're really asking what's Mili? We discussed it already, but the truth is we didn't do justice to the topic of Mili, and we will discuss Mili by Netzron the Shliach shortly. But the Pnei Yeshua says that possibly, and I want to talk already before we start Mili, already say some words on it, that if you memana a Shliach LeKabbalah, and you attempt to, if the Torah wouldn't have set up his own Rechidosh that yes, she could be memana Shliach LeKabbalah, think about it. He took a get, gave the get to the Shliach Lailacha and said, what I was supposed to do with this get, you do it. Get it? But by Shliach LeKabbalah, what are you telling him? You're telling him or her. What is she telling him or her? Hold your hands out and just, and what? Do it yourself. It's not something that can be shlichable. Or the Pnei Yeshua's other nosach. You mamish need to become literally yodoi ki yodo. Not just the action works for the other action. You have to actually become the other person who said that concept could be. Having said all that, but Baruch Hashem, there is a separate pasuk for Shliach LaHilacha and for Shliach LaKabbalah. So from the word V'shilcha, how many dinim did we learn out? Two. Shliach LaHilacha and Shliach LaKabbalah, right? That wasn't so? What? Shliach LaHilacha, Shliach Rashi learns, Tosfos brings that the din of Shliach, Oysa Shliach, is from the next pasuk. It's not that pasuk. It's not like Rabbeinu Chananel that scrams in all three. Shilach, Shilcha, V'shilcha. That all three, not four, dinim get scrammed into it. But no, the first v'shilcha taught me which two dinim? Shliach lahilacha and shliach lakabbalah. And then the second v'shilcha teaches me the din of shliach aysa shliach. Important question. Shliach aysa shliach is one din or two dinim? Yesh lachkar. One attitude would be to say is it's one din. Shliach aysa shliach. Which one? The shliach lahilacha or the shliach lakabbalah? So possibly you can say, Alex is on in one big drasha. Why? How? I thought we dramatically explained four or possibly more ways, reasons, sivois, pirkus, svaris. Why maybe it would not be so pasha just because there's a shliach lahilacha, there should be a shliach lakabbalah, and alternatively that if there would be a shliach lakabbalah, it would be so pasha that there'd be shliach lahilacha. Oh, but the teretz is, if you know that there's shliach lahilacha, and you know that the shliach lekabbalah. Do you automatically know that shliach is a shliach? No. Why not? That's also a loaded question. But let's flow with that you wouldn't know. But maybe it's enough to be one pasuk generalizing shliach is a shliach all aboard. Or no, maybe the pasuk of shliach is a shliach is also split. There's shliach is a shliach lahilacha and shliach is a shliach lekabbalah. Meaning, if I'm counting, the first v'shilcha taught me how many dinim? I'm doing this bedavka. The first v'shilcha taught me how many dinim? Two. Shliach lahilacha and shliach lakabbalah. And how many dinim did the second v'shilcha teach me? I'm clearing a chakira now. Is it teaching me one din of shliach as a shliach? Or is it actually teaching me two dinim? Shliach ha tishliach l'halacha, and shliach ha tishliach l'kabbalah. We can discuss that. But let me throw you out an interesting idea. Does the Oilam know we didn't do it yet, that there's going to be other makaris b'shlichas from Truma, Karban Pesach, various other things? How do you know shliach is a shliach by all those? So there's a whole balagan about it, and I'm not doing it because we're not up to it yet, but there's a possibility that maybe you don't need bazunder shliach. Maybe shliach is a shliach is a one-off. You teach it in one place. It's a chiddush. There might have been an idea that maybe a shliach can't go beyond. But once you catch on that it could, maybe it smears across everything. Klapimat varim amurim, because I'm trying to do the Tosis with the Marsha and the Pnei Yeshua, which we ended with yesterday, and I didn't fear Tosis, and I want to fear Tosis. Tosis has a kasha like this. There's a gemara later on that darshan's from Beshilcha, something else. The din of Mishalech as the Einin Chayzeris, that the din is when you divorce the Katan or the Shaita, she has to really catch on that she's out of here, and it's a problem if not. Frek Tosis, I ran out of numbers. Where's that drasha from? Tosis says, how does Beshilcha teach me Mishaleches ve'enei chayzeres? I already used it for shliach ha'isa shliach. Now, if the Olam caught on what I did with the numbers here, something is a crisis, unless you have the chap. Because Tosis says, a mind-boggling, fascinating chiddush. He says, v'shilcha can actually teach you two things. It's able to also teach you shliach ha'isa shliach, and it's also able to teach you Mishaleches ve'enei chayzeres. Wow! Asks the Marsha, not so sarcastically, but I am. The first v'shilcha taught me, my client, how many things told me? Two dinim, right? Shliach la'ilacha and shliach la'kabbalah. So what's the greatest problem? That the second v'shilcha, a big hack and toisis, it can actually teach you two things. Shliach ha'isa shliach and shliach v'enech ha'zeres. Shkoyach! That's what the first v'shilcha did.
It's not a symmetrical thing, though, so it's still a bigger thing.
Why would symmetrical be a factor?
It's like the same word.
Maybe that's what the Marsha means. I'll actually quote the way the Marsha says it. The Marsha says the reason the first pasuk was able to smoothly teach me two things, it's because it's not a yitura, it's pashat the mashmois of the words. And the mashmois of the words are shilach, shliach la'ilacha, shilcha, shliach la'kabbalah. And that avad, the Tosis already understood, you can get in both. He doesn't say the word symmetrical, but you can get in both. But in the second v'shilcha, it's a yitura. Yitura is like, oh, there's an extra word, let's make up a chiddush. So the Tosis, extra word, make up a chiddush. How are you going to also get shliach ha'isa shliach, and also get mishalach ha'isa chazaris? Not two uncollected things. Zog Tosis? Yeah, even that you could do. Let's stick on that kishmak, you know, because Tosis is lush and innocent as terrors. V'yesh loimer that the v'shilach basra, get ready for the punchline, yesh shtei drushes. Yeah, the v'shilach kama also has shtei drushes. We said what the two drushes was from the v'shilach kama. Shliach la'imlocha, and shliach la'kabbalah. So the Marsha says that. Rabbi, I want to suggest that's a little dochik in Tosis. Pnei Yeshua has a tzad. He has a few tzad, but he has a tzad. The first pasuk teaches me two dinim. Shliach la'ilacha and shliach la'kabbalah. The second pasuk already also taught me two dinim. Shliach ha'isa shliach la'ilacha and shliach ha'isa shliach la'kabbalah. And I'm going to go with the gang that you need both. And that's Tosis's problem. How do you get a third drasha in? Great plan for that's Tosis's kasha. So then what did Tosis answer? The answer is you can get two. I thought you need three. What happened? One scam is to say that there's a mapecha in Tosis. He's chazer by the shaklavatari in Tosis is this chakira where the shliach ha'isa shliach needs separate pesukim. In his kasha, he assumed shliach ha'isa shliach la'haylocha is bazunder and shliach ha'isa shliach la'kabbalah is bazunder, and he doesn't have room for a third drasha of mishalach zvenech hazeres. In his teretz, he's gufa without blinking, saying no, shliach ha'isa shliach is one big shmir, and therefore it's only two. An option. Another option. Pnei Yeshua has a tzad. The first v'shilcha doesn't teach me two dinim. Until now we were saying v'shilcha kama taught me two dinim. Anyone remembers what was the two dinim of v'shilcha kama? Shliach la'ilacha and shliach la'kabbalah. Pnei Yeshua has a tzad, no. It's only teaching you shliach la'kabbalah. If it would have said shilach without a hey, I would have learned out shliach la'ilacha and insisted only la'ilacha and not kabbalah for the aforementioned reasons why not. But now that it did say a hey, faker. The pasuk teaches me only, singularly, shliach la'kabbalah. And in fact, shliach la'ilacha, not like the svar you said yesterday both ways, shliach la'ilacha, in fact, could be learned out from shliach la'kabbalah. So v'shilcha kama is taka teaching you one din, shliach la'kabbalah, only. And then shliach la'ilacha is learned out from mematinu gili milsa. Then, the second pasuk, shliach ha'isa shliach, fractizes, how do I get a second din in here? He makes up, he says, no, the v'shilcha basra can teach me two dinim. A quick sikum, because we really have to get started. What? The Gemara means if I would have. If it wouldn't have said the hey, I would have said an ish liach leilocha. Now that it does say the hey, I switch, not me, the Bnei Yeshua, and I switch it into an ish liach leKabbalah, and shliach leilocha is learned out. If someone asks you outside, where's shliach leilocha learned out? You can tell them, Bnei Yeshua says, from a Mehmet Sinu, from shliach leKabbalah. Now, the pastus was that the Shilcha Kama taught me shliach leilocha and shliach leKabbalah, and we had hesber and why you needed separate Makairis. But we discussed about shliach leis shliach. Rabbeinu Chananel says it a different way. He says that the Shilcha Kama teaches me all three or four. Shliach leilocha, shliach leKabbalah, shliach leis shliach, leilocha leKabbalah. And then the second Mishilcha is the Mishalech Hezbeinu Chazars. But I want to again talk about the Shalosh Shita LeNeglamim, and yesterday's Maror Chaim talked about it. Actually, sorry, before the Shita LeNeglamim, the Ramban and the Rashba bring it sad that in fact the Mishilcha Kama teaches me two dinim, shliach leilocha, shliach leKabbalah. And the Mishilcha Basra teaches me two dinim, shliach leilocha, leis shliach, and shliach leKabbalah, leis shliach. And how do you know Mishalech Hezbeinu Chazares? They say it's from a different pasuk. It's from Mibesa. Or they say there's a different extra vav over there. Meaning they can't work it out to find a fifth halacha. Shlich leilocha, shlich leKabbalah, shlich leilocha, shlich leKabbalah, and Mishalech Hezbeinu Chazares. Zok the Shita Leinoid Lemi then a different shot, and this is opening up the sugi of Mili, and we have a lot to do. The Shita Leinoid Lemi asks, shlich leilocha, egin a pasuk. Shlich leKabbalah, egin a pasuk. Shlich leis shlich, only one pasuk. So the Chayra, hey, count your things here. You should only have, pick a choice. And he says, yeah, I pick one. Only Shliach Lahailacha could make another Shliach. Shliach LaKabbalah Taka cannot make another Shliach. And he says, don't count me, you ran out of Pesukim. Yataka did. Shliach LaKabbalah cannot make another Shliach, first and foremost, because there's no Pasuk for it. Before I'm going to say my words of Mili here. In the structure of the drasha still, if you want to stay with the system. Zot the Shita Leinoid Lemi. He has a few tzadim, but amongst them he has a tzad. Yeah, checklist. Shliach Leilacha's got a pasuk. Shliach LeKabbalah's got a pasuk. Shliach Oysa Shliach LeHailacha's got a pasuk. And Shliach Oysa Shliach LeKabbalah hasn't got a pasuk. It hasn't got one. And it's not going to get Gilui Milsud, that's a verb. And it's not going to get Memet Zinud. And it's not going to work. Why not? Says the Shita Leinoid Lemi. Like that tzad. Again, he has another tzad. No, that Shliach Oysa Shliach is one general Gilui Milsud. But on the tzad not. Enter the topic of Mili Lememser and Lashliach. And he says, and I want to talk about it now. The Gemara says that a Shlichas of Mili cannot be Nimsa to another Shliach. What is the classic case of Shlichas of Mili? It's a Gemara in Gittin when you give someone instructions to write a get. A Baal is Mamana someone to write a get. And that person wants to be Mamana someone else to write a get. Hey, Reb Shliach Rishon, what was your Tzivoy? Nothing. He didn't give you the pen and papers. That you get it yourself. He gave you instructions, words, to pray the get. You can't be mamana someone else to do that. Mili le memser on the shliach. Now Mili's fluid, and we're going to see right now various other oifanim and factors when something is considered Mili to the extent that you cannot be mamana on the shliach. The Gemara, actually, sorry for doing this, talks about a sugya called Oimer Imru. Oimer Imru is where a Baal asks a shliach to be mamana another shliach to write it. But he foray says it originally. He says, he tells one shliach to be mamana someone else to write it. The Gemara has it, it's machlokes, but the Gemara has a side, even that's no good. Because Mili Lemetzel Shliach doesn't get started even to stage one. I mean, it's the second stage of stage one, but you can't be mamuna to be mamana someone. What is our topic now? Topic number one is shliach oisa shliach leKabbalah by a get. Who is mamana the shliach leKabbalah? A woman. She's mamana the shliach leKabbalah. What is she giving him? Nothing. She says, keep your hands open. Go to the place where the Baal is, or his shliach, and do what I would have done, hold my hands out, and nothing. Just stand there and have the nas and the yada done to you, through you, with you. Be that yada ki yada. That's Mili. Is there shlichas leKabbalah? First shliach? Yes. Is it a bazundar apasik? Yes. Was one of the four reasons why you need a bazundar apasik? Goofa because of Mili. Yes. But it's we caught on. There's a chiddush. You can make a shliach on the Mili to accept the get. But this guy walking around like this can't be mamana someone else as a shliach and said, hey, you be the shliach leKabbalah. Can't do that. Mili leMemser leShliach. It's a machlekes Rishonim. Many hold that it could. And the Rashba, Afanor here, asks the Kash of the Etzen as well on his own. And he asks, how could you, he assumes that shliach hoysa shliach is be'im b'shliach leiloch and be'im b'shliach leKabbalah. And he asks, how could you be mamana or shliach leKabbalah, be mamana or shliach leKabbalah? It's taka mili leMemser on the shliach. Entered the Rashba from the Barzaluni, you made a Kenyan Sudr. What is that? Well, it means that when the Baal was, the Isha, was Mimana, the original Shliach leKabbalah, she was Mimana him with the Kenyan Sudr. That gives it more what? It's not Nili. So you weren't here yesterday. We cleared a Shiloh. Is the Rashba saying from the Bar Tzvuni that when you do a Kenyan, it's not Nili? Or is he saying it is Nili? But even Nili could be given over if you made a Kenyan. That's a different part. And I want to appreciate this, Takira. Is the Rashba B'Shem the Bar Tzvuni saying that the Toikif, the Chashivas, the oomph of the Kenyan Sudr that you did, make it that it's not considered Nili? Or it makes it that even though it's Mili, it can be given over? I don't know. I might talk about it soon, but that's the idea. Kenyan Sudr makes it more stark and it's able to be given over. That's the Bartzaluni's teretz. The Rashba brings another teretz that maybe as long as you have permission from the original Mishaleach, you can give it over, even without a Kenyan. The Martcha in Gittin, we put it in the Maron Kovitz. He says no. He says, Shliach LaKabal is not Mili. What's the classic example of Mili? Write a get. But what's a shliach lekabbalah? Avada, what did she tell him? Just hold your hands out. You know what's in his hands now? Moiridic extreme power. Potential to have a gemar of a gerushin. All he has to do, right? What does the martyr's lashon say? This is the one in Gittin, right? There's two martyrs. We're going to do both today. He says, this is not Mili. Kabbalah's gerushin? Is a mice a gomer? By the way, who would in a kedushin? A woman goes to someone and says, stick your hands out, or whatever, get a ring, or whatever the husband will be giving you, the star, or the kesef, stick your hands out, or finger, the ring. Oh, it makes a woman swing. Like, okay, but put the ring. And so that's not mealy, that's not words, that's a mice a gomer. I'm telling you, Avek, to be the makabel haget by kedushin. So we have a yesodis to kamachlekes. Is Kabbalah, the mice a kabbalah, yeah? Is the Kabbalah of get, the Kabbalah of kedushin. Is it mamish mili? To the extent that there was a half minute that even the first shliach can't do it, even be it? And that lefi emes, there might be an issue that you can't make a shliach lekabbalah? The sheet loinoid lemi has it sad that a shliach lekabbalah taka cannot. Item first a gemara? No, the gemara is only going to shliach lelocha. The Rashba B'Shem the Bartzaluni and the Markha, they all held that avada. The gemara literally is saying that a shliach lekabbalah also can make a shliach. So they start choking on it. What's the deal? How is it working? So the Bartzaluni says he made a Kenyan Sudr, you got permission. And the Markha says no, without permission, without a Kenyan Sudr. Shliach LaKabbalah is in fact a gemar, a dover gomer. Ad kan by Shliach LaKabbalah of get. We're going to move now on to Kedushin. First of all, by Kedushin Bechlal. Where's the Makar Shliachis by Kedushin? There's no Makar. Frek the Gemara, maybe you learned that from Gittin from a Mamet Sinu. Zok the Gemara, no, there's a Pircha. What's the Pircha? Al-Karcha. Now, people got confused about this. The Gemara says that the reason why you can't learn that Kedushin from Gittin is because of Al-Karcha. Not to be confused with yesterday. And today's topic of why you need separate makayrus for shliach leilocha and shliach lekabbalah, where some of the rishonim brought in the idea of bal karcha as a reason why maybe you wouldn't be able to learn that one from the other. Now we have already a gemara. Kedusha can't be learned that from gittin, because even though by gittin you can make a shliach, but maybe by kedusha not. Frech the pnei shua. What bal karcha are you knaching? His. Oh, he's bal karcha, so more powerful, that's why they can be shliach thingy? Or she is less Chashev, anyways, it's Balkarcha, anyways, it could be a Shliach. Whichever one you want to knage, I still have a scam. Let me learn out Kedushin. I'm going to be a smart aleph. Let me learn out Shliach Lailocha from Kedushin from Shliach Lakabalov get, and Shliach Lakabalov Kedushin from Shliach Lailocha get. You get it? Whatever factor of Kedushin you want to get in, learn it out from the non Balkarcha one. You want to have this attitude that Balkarcha is more of a reason to be a Shliach? So learn out Shliach from Kabalov get. You want to go on the knage that being Balkarcha is less of a reason to be a shliach, learn it out from the other one. Then Yeshua says the Gemara means everything. It means this svara, that svara. I think it means something else. I don't think the Gemara is focusing on now the fact that, wow, he could do a shliach because he does things bal karcha. She could have a shliach because it's anyways bal karcha. Let anyone just do it. It's neither of those. It's focusing on the chalos itself. Thank you. The chalos gerushin is a bal karcha, the chalos, and as such, maybe for whatever reason, could have shlichas. Kedushin can't. That's what I would have thought. So how do we know that this shlichas is by kedushin? Hekish. Why is hekish better? Ein meshiv and ala hekesh. Which shlichus do you have by kedushin? The pashtus, let's assume everything. Shliach lahaylacha, shliach lekabbalah, shliach haysa shliach lahaylacha, shliach haysa shliach lekabbalah. The whole 9 yards, it's all there, it's all in the hekesh. Now the fun is going to start. There's a big machlekes rishonim. Let's go straight into it. The other martcha. The martcha in kedushin brings the kodesh miradish as well as many others. And he brings the idea. He says, if you mamana a shliach lahaylacha for kedushin. Imagine that. When you mamana a shliach lahaylacha for kedushin, by the way, what are you putting in his hands? Or money, or instructions to go get a ring, or money, or write a star. That could also be. Correct? Now, this shliach lahilacha, with a ring, money, a star, or instructions as thereof, could he be memana another shliach? Meaning, could he give the ring to another shliach? Could he give the instructions to another shliach? Could he have gotten instructions and then made a ring and then given the ring to another shliach? Could a shliach lahilacha make a shliach by kedushin?
Is that a last
kedushin to instructions? No. Is shliach lahilacha by kedushin mili? That's the question. Now, one attitude is in many Rishonim, it's not. It's, by the way, 3 days in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Hey, and the Beis Shmuel brings all the different shittas. It's all in the Maror Makomos, but I'm going to try to explain it in the limited time we have. It goes like this. When you mamash shliach lahilacha, at one end, you know, if you want to non-mealize it, let's go mamash to the extreme, you mamash gave him a star with explicit instructions, and he wants to give that off to someone. Why should that be mealy? At the other end, we have like a spitz mealy case when he only gave him instructions to go get a star or a ring or money. Can he give that over? Comes the Kaddish Miradish. You did it, but you didn't do it with a shliach. You did it yourself. Just finish that, bro. The Mordche B'Shem, the Kaddish Miradish, says, if you give, you know what? Most extreme case. You gave a shliach lailacha, the ring, the money, a star. You gave it all. And he said, you be the shliach. He could be a shliach. Shliach lailacha, by kedushin. Hekish. He cannot be maman another shliach. It's mealy. Why is it mealy? Why is it mealy?
She has to
agree. Zok demartcha, a new facet in a translation of what mealy means. It's not that funny yet. What's a facet of mealy over here? He says, when you give a get to a shliach lahilacha, you know why it's not mealy? That get is a ticking time bomb. It's in his hands. It's ready to roll. Nothing's going to stop it. I mean, the shliach could die, whatever. The husband could die. A lot, yeah. Nothing could stop it. It's going, and it's going to get to the isha. Kedusha not. She has to be masking. And this small technicality that she has to be masking, and maybe she won't. Maybe she will. Maybe she already told us she will. She put up a big sign. I'm willing. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. She doesn't thank you. It doesn't have to. That's also called mealy. Mealy is if it's not definite, set, Dover gum are going to happen. What about Kedushay Maimer Bal Karcha? Kedushay Maimer Bal Karcha, L'chayr Shliach L'Halacha would be able to make another Shliach, because it's anyways Bal Karcha. What? No, I don't think that. I don't think that's a problem. I'm focused. I'm talking about a different thing. For Ostamili.
It's like a Rishon Sheni Shlishi L'Tama, like it goes down on
everything. No, I want to get to that. What? No. Maimer by Yevama. It's she's not a katana. Maimer is by Yevama. There's a man by Yomachlek. It's not to be Balkarcha. Yesh Lavan. That's one aspect of why Shliach Lelacha should be Mili. Now you can argue on that. Who cares if she has to be Maskin? But she rather was or is or will be, and that's fine. Machlek is Mishayim. Tosfos Rid says a different shot. He says, if you give a shliach lahilacha a star, that's not mealy. That's a star. It says kedushin. If you give him a ring, that's mealy, because the ring is replaceable. He could lose it and get a different ring. That's the nekuda why it's mealy. Like the Tosfos Rid, it's only by kedushin kesef. Kedushin star won't be mealy. Kedushin star is very clear, not mealy. The idea though behind the Mordech and the Kodesh Miradish is a shlichus that. It's possible at the other end of the receiving end, there's not going to be a rutzayin, and you need that rutzayin. That's mealy. Frecht the ktsois, and we brought it on the Maror Makomos, a Meir de Kakasha. Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherim that you're not allowed to be megarish bal karcha. He made a cherim not to marry two wives. He made a cherim not to be megarish bal karcha. Careful. He made a cherim. He says, don't do it. If you're megarish bal karcha, is the gerish mechal? Yes. He didn't say it's not chal. It's not like kedushin is not chal bal karcha. But he made a cherim. Now, okay, he did, but you fife the chair. But, says the Ketzois, and he brings a whole tumult about it from the Ephraim, let's say you're memana a shliach to be magarish your wife, Bal Karcha. Since you're being over on the Avera, the Rabbanon of Chair Rabbeinu Gershom, it's ancient Chadvar Avera. And if it's ancient Chadvar Avera, according to many Rishonim, it's not even Chal. And I would say, technically, Bizman Azeh, now that there's a Chair Rabbeinu Gershom in place, you cannot be magarish your wife, Bal Karcha, with a shliach. Again, you're not supposed to be magarish your wife, Bal Karcha, period. But if you do, it's Chal. But you're not able to be mamana shliach to be megarish your wife bal karcha. The ksois grada gets involved and says, one second, it could be you were mamana shliach to be megarish your wife. You didn't tell him to do a bal karcha. He grada showed up and she didn't want, and then he took the initiative and did a bal karcha. You didn't do an avera. But what about it in this moment? Crunch time, you told him a favor. She's not going to want, I'm being mamani you to do it bal karta. According to Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, it's going to be not able to be chal. If you show up and you make a shliach to be Megarish your wife, even without the bal karta, you shouldn't be able to be mamana another shliach. Shliach lahaylocha of get shouldn't be able to be mamana another shliach. That's the first Gemara, that shliach lahaylocha by get. Shliach. I mean, there's a lot of things you can play with. One second. You could say that shliach lakabola by get is considered mili. You can say shliach lahaylocha by kedushin is mili. You could afford those things and say it's not in the Gemara. But hello, shliach lahaylocha of get is the ultimate original case of shliach vayis shliach. Fretik sois bizmana zeh, he has a crisis. The din should be that a shliach shouldn't be able to make another shliach. Because if the aside of the Kaddish Miradish, that a shliach is that at the other end needs haskama, such as by Kedushin, it's considered mealy. So shliachas of Gerushin nowadays is mealy because you can't make a shliach to divorce your wife, Bal Karcha. As I frack. What?
Lumbus to make something more powerful than the other. Inherently, in its essence, Gerushin carries that.
Excellent. I've heard him say that. Jimmy says it. We're going to get today. One second.
She's Mazana now, according to Kitzais. She's an ancient fish.
What? By Ancient of Arveria? Yeah. Yes, well, the Rabbanon with the Raisa, but yeah. The Gerushin's not Chal. One second. I have a horror. What's the Ksois' problem? So it won't be Chal. The Gemara is before Rabbeinu Gershon's times. On who is the Ksois asking his Kasha? He's pulling out his ear. He says, nowadays you shouldn't be able to be Mishliach Vaisa Shliach by Halacha by Get. Okay. So you're not able to. Where does it say you are able to? Who is he asking his Kasha on? On the Gemara? What Rabbeinu Gershon made a Cheder. What's the problem? I have a cute Pshat. I don't know if it's the Emes Pshat, but a Knesh. The Taz, I mentioned it yesterday for a different factor, has a Yisoy. Chazal cannot make a Gzeir if it's connected to the Rav Mefurish B'Torah. How could Rabbeinu Gershom make a Cherem if, in a long chain reaction, the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom is going to cause that you can't be Maman a Shliach to do a Bal Karcha, in which case the din is going to be that a Shliach can't make a Shliach. It's a Mefurish Apostle, an extra vote, that a Shliach can make a Shliach. That itself should be a reason that you can't do Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. No, I'm saying that is the Pshat in the Ksois. I don't know if it works like that.
And then we see that.
I don't know if it works like that. Okay, I'm skipping a lot of things, but I want to get to an akuda. Shliach lahaylach of kedushin. Shliach lahaylach of kedushin. Could he be the man another shliach? Shliach lahaylach of kedushin. Back to kedushin. Shliach lahaylach of kedushin. We have a machlokes rishayim. The kaddish miradish and the martcha and the toshes rit for different reasons want to say that it's not so pasha to be memana a shliach lailocha to be memana another shliach lailocha. Why? Because possibly a shliach lailocha of kedushin is mealy. Why is it mealy? Well, loy mi boy, if you only gave him instructions to get a ring, but even if your mamash gave him the items, Taisa Swit said a ring is replaceable. Kaddish Miradish says because you need her to be maskim, and that's also a chesaron of mealy. I have a question. Oh, I'm going to get to that. Excellent. I have a shaila. I didn't see anyone talks about it. Interesting shaila. What? No, mealy means it's a done deal. It's happening. The get. I'll tell you what's not mealy. I'm telling you. A get in a shliach lailocha's hands is a done deal. It's a walking time bomb. There's nothing going to stop it. That's not mealy. Something that can be stopped is mealy.
Is it totally because it's a gemara dover or a mamzer
dover? Gemara dover means it's a done deal. Yeah, I said it in English. Done deal. Yeah, you want to hear a plot, Kasha? If you give a shliach lailocha to a get shliach lailocha, and you tell them only divorce my wife is when you show up to the city if it's raining. Now, it's not up to you. It either will be raining or it won't be raining. Maybe that should be called mealy, because it's not for sure going to happen. It might be raining. The oilam was telling me, no, it's not like that. It's only if it's mitzat her that she's not going to be masking. I'm going to get to your svara soon. But I want to go to one other thing.
That deal and Nigma is not the same, because it's
similar. I know, but it's similar. I said it's fluid and there's different facets, but it's all under the same umbrella. No pun intended about the range. Wasn't nice. Now, okay. Oh, I have a moment in the Kishayla. Be'emes. If someone finds someone that talks about this, I'll be Hakar Satoif. Let's assume a Shliach Lailach of Kedushin is Mili, as they help the Kaddish Miradish, and therefore you can't give it over to another Shliach. Does it help if you make a Kenyan Sudr? We mentioned the Barzaluni that said that when Shliach LeKabbalah of Get is considered Mili, Shliach LeKabbalah of Get is considered Mili, the Barzaluni said, but if you do a Kenyan Sudr, careful, it works, you could make another shliach. We cleared. Is it because it's not considered mealy, or even though it's mealy, even mealies could be given over when you have a kinyan. Can a shliach lahaylacha of kedushin, like those that hold that it's considered mealy and as such doesn't allow you to be meman another shliach lahaylacha, will kinyan sudr do something for you? Yeah. Will Kenyan Sudr suddenly yet allow you to be Maman another Shliach Lailacha? I want, but that's my Shaila. Did it work that it's not considered Mealy? This is Mealy. Or did it say that even though it's Mealy, you can give it over? I have another Shaila, I apologize. You know that Shliach can make a third Shliach? There's no limit. According to the Bar Tzaluni, by a Shliach LaKabbalah of Get, the original Shliach can make another Shliach because he did a Kenyan Sudr with the Isha. Can a second Shliach make a third Shliach? Also, in the light of that original Kenyan Sudah that was done, or is it only if? Is it only if
previous one?
Or maybe you need another Kenyan Sudah for the Shliach Sheni. You should maybe make another. Maybe another Kenyan Sudah won't work. I want to know what's the rule of the Bartzaluni's Kenyan Sudah thingy. I have a lot more to do. We're gonna hop around a little bit still. If someone has an emergency, has to leave, let me know. There's a Moiridiki Gemara in Gittin Daf Chof Dalid, a very complex case. I'm going to give it to you, Mamash, on a platter, though. The Gemara talks about a weird case when a husband gave a get to his wife, literally, but he told her, I'm not being Megarish you now. I'm being Memana you, a Shliach Lahaylacha, to show up to the Bezdin of the city. And when you get to the Bezdin of the city, say, hi, I'm my Shliach Lahaylacha for my get. And I was given instructions to be memana another shliach lahaylacha, who will then give me the get. Why did the guy do that? I don't know. What's the Gemara's issue over there? Do you need the funny nechtav in such a case? That's not our topic right now. But that was the story. I'm going to say it again. A guy gave, literally, the get to his wife's hands and says, I'm not divorcing you now. I'm being memana you as a shliach lahaylacha to show up to the bezdin, to be memana a second shliach lahaylacha, who will then promptly give you the get. Frektik sois, how could she be memana that second shliach lahaylacha? It's a problem because ain shliach oisa shliach by shliach lahaylacha if it's up to her. And here it's up to her because she can decide not to do it. She can decide not to be memana the second shliach. So it's up to her. If it's up to her, it doesn't go. By kedushin, it's up to her. By gerushin, after chen rabbeinu gerushin, it's up to her. This story is up to her. Other than the shliach. That's what Jimmy brings and we get excellent. Now, the main part, I have a few things here still to do. The main part is to say that the Achroinim talk about is that the Kaddish Miradish and the Marv is only by Kedushin. It's not just a technicality, she has to be Maskma or it has to rain. Chalois Kedushin, it's also her Das. It's merely when you give a Shliach Lahalacha the ring or even the Shtar, because he doesn't have the full package. He's missing some things. You need her also for the Chalois. Masha'enken, even with Cheirvin or Gerishim, with the whole deal, that it's Eishnich of Aravair, and you can't divorce your wife as Manazeh Balkarcha. Yes, it's all true, but I forgot the word to use, but beside Gerishim doesn't need her Das, there's a technicality that's falling through because of Cheirvin or Gerishim. That's not a problem of Mili. Mili is by a Chalois Kedushin, because no matter how much you're loading up the Shliach Lailacha with instructions, there's a Shtar, there's a thing, I'm telling you, Clara, to do it. Yeah, but Ulai Loisai Veha Isha Lalecha Sacharai. Which gets us to Ulai Loisai Veha Isha Lalecha Sacharai. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Chayisara, the most fascinating thing. Avram Avinu was Maman Eliezer as a shliach, not just to bring a message. He was the shliach, he made Chalois Kedushin with Kedusha Kesef. He was Makadash Yitzchak to Eliezer. Who was the shliach? I just said. Who was the shliach? Who was the Meshaleach? Who was the Meshaleach? Avram. He's not getting married. Who was Mamana Avram?
Yitzchak.
Of course Yitzchak. Someone asked me who says
why
it. Of course Yitzchak was Man Avram. So it was a case of Shliach. Oise. Shliach. Lohaylocha. By Kiddushin. Which the Kaddosh Miradish says. The Kaddosh Miradish says that Shliach Lohaylocha by Kiddushin cannot make another shliach. Why can a shliach lahaylacha not make another shliach? Because it's mealy. Meaning when Yitzchak was memana Avram, the part that it doesn't say, what was it? Mealy. He maybe gave him. He gave him the money. He gave him the shtar matana on the money. Imer Imer's on Kesiva. Imer Imer's on Kesiva. Nice try. Imer Imer's on Kesiva. This is the kasha. Says the Meshech Chochma. What?
I didn't know this.
Said
afterwards.
Make up the story. Says the Meshech Chochmah. That's why Eliezer says, Me Hashem Yotza Hadavar. What was the reason why Shliach Lahailacha of the Kaddish Miradish that it's a problem that the first Shliach can't make another Shliach? Because maybe she won't want that, it's not for sure said that it's going to happen. This is happening. It's Bashert. Me Hashem Yotza Hadavar. That's why there's no problem of me. I don't know. I'm quoting a Meshech Chochmah, and I want to suggest that there's also a Kasha. How did Yitzchak marry Rivka? Asur la'adam l'kadosh bas ketana. Me Hashem yotzah hadavar. Yitzchak didn't see Rivka. Asur la'adam l'kadosh at shirena. Me Hashem yotzah hadavar. Me Hashem. Oh, no, that's another tarot. Me Hashem yotzah hadavar. All on the system of. One last Tahara. A father is able to be Mekadosh Bitoy. According to many Lomdim, the gedder of a father be Mekadosh Bitoy. Some say it's mamish, his kartoffel, yeah? But if you learn that, he's a shliach for his daughter. How could he make Ha'ish Mekadosh is Bitoy, boy, uvishluchoy? How could he make another shliach? It's Kaddish Miradish. It's shliach, oysa shliach, mahaylocha, by Kedushin.